What does it mean to move from the head to the heart? What do we see when we look at something through the head? And what do we see when we look at something through the heart? When we look at overeating and binge eating through the head, there's often a sense of judgment, and it very quickly goes to a place of morality, of right and wrong. So we might label certain behaviors as good and okay, certain behaviors as bad and wrong. And there's this painful split when we do that, because whatever we're casting out as somehow bad often then creates this opposite desire of, well, I need to cut that out, or I need to fix it, or I need to make it better. Because this sense of, quote, badness at its root makes it feel like we're not lovable and we're not okay and we're not acceptable as who we are. When we move into a space in the heart, what we tend to see tends to be very, very different. It's not so much about is this good or bad or right or wrong, or is this the right answer or the right solution, but rather with the heart, it tends to be more about, well, how do we feel moved? When we look at overeating or look at binge eating, what do we see? When we see with the heart, we tend to look behind and behind and behind. So we're not focusing so much on that behavior or focusing so much on that food that we ate or on our weight, but rather we look underneath it. We look behind and we wonder, well, what might that be expressing? What might it be saying? And we can look behind and we can see the needs and the vulnerability that are underneath it. Because when you look underneath things like binge eating or overeating or strong cravings for sugar, what you always find is something very, very tender. You find that human vulnerability. You find your tenderness. You find places where you felt scared or where you felt separate, or where you felt alone, or where you felt overwhelmed, or where you felt disconnected, or where you felt unloved, or where you felt frustrated. You see all those things, and you see how in those spaces, how you felt driven to seek out something for comfort, or some way to feel more connected, and to feel more at rest. So moving into that space of the heart drops you out of that space of judgment and softens some of those defenses so you can see the vulnerabilities that's there and respond to it with kindness and care and compassion. So seeing with the heart both changes what you see, how you see, and it brings warmth. It changes how you feel moved. When we're coming from that space of judgment, usually we're caught in a lot of feelings of frustration and a lot of feelings of why this should or shouldn't be. But when we move to the heart, there's a softening, there's a tenderizing. And in that tenderizing, it's not so much about doing the quote, right thing or cutting out the bad things, but it's actually inviting all of it into a place of deep understanding and deep compassion. When you have that space of deep compassion and deep understanding, that's what plants that seed to be even begin to be able to respond differently. But even above the idea of responding differently is it creates this feeling of wholeness. There's parts of us that, quote, will never be, quote, fixed. There's things about ourselves that perhaps may not ever change. Do we have to look at that as something to dread? Or instead, can we look at it through the eyes of the heart? Can we look at it and say, well, if I'm never in a different place than I am right now, can I still accept that I'm lovable and that I belong right here in this moment?